flipping the newspaper. I saw this obituary. I was very stunned. I cannot believe it's my mom.
How many weeks? Yeah,
yesterday just
calm
down. What? Yeah, 10 more days. If let's say we really cannot secure any job, then are we still entitled to go for our work release scheme?
You will require an employment.
Is it alright for me to ask for higher, like maybe 2.2?
Definitely, you can negotiate the salary with the employers.
Hello.
Hi, Wong Keng.
Okay.
I'm seeing you today to inform you about the interview outcome. So maybe you want to share how you're feeling right now?
Oh, I'm feeling excited, maybe.
Excited, okay. Out of the two interviews that you have gone for, Novotel Singapore have actually shortlisted you for the guest service agent position.
Okay.
Okay, so your working hours will be Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 3. So the basic salary offered is 1,008.
Okay, so the probation... I need a job in order to get out to the community. So I think there's some adaptation I need to make. I have been quite some time that I'm not working a proper job.
This is your work referral letter. Okay. Any question to ask?
No.
So your placement will be on the 23rd, on Monday. We'll be in S2 during your stay before you proceed to the next phase. Institution S2 houses supervisees who are in place for work release program.
Within the in-care phase, we'll call them as inmates. But when they reach the aftercare phase, we will be calling them supervisee.
So supervisee would work during the daytime, during office hours, and then return back to Institution S2.
For those inmates who are eligible under the law, they will be automatically considered for one form of community-based program. So during their time in prison, the inmates actually go through a series of programs, and thereafter, there will be an assessment panel who will assess the inmates' suitability for community-based programs. Boon Keng was emplaced on the work release scheme. It is for those supervisees who may have more employability issues. They may have no family members to support them. For some, they may not be able to hold on to a job for a long time.
So for you to travel, there's about 2 hours of travelling time.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll be unlocked by 5 plus. You end work at 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
So you come back 2.5 hours for travelling as well as for dinner.
So it's 8:30 right?
Mm, okay. 8:30. On Thursday, you'll be on your reintegration time off.
Okay.
It'll be from 8 to 5. So it's for you to go out, to top up your medication, and also to settle your SingPass, clothing, and also handphone.
Actually, I want to check. Right now, I stay in the camp, right? Can ask to actually help me directly apply for the accommodation after I release from this program.
Regarding your accommodation, I'll be applying to HDB for your rental place. So any issue with that?
No. Hopefully, he can arrange.
So as mentioned, I'd like to reconcile between you and your family. Any concern?
I also have my worries because last time I also did go back home. I still haven't at the stage to give them the acceptance. After my marriage failed, I went back to stay. But then after that, I actually not a very good son. Because my dad always hoping that I have certain standard. So my dad might not really accept me.
So it's been a long while, 2 years plus. I was just thinking about maybe reaching out to your second sis, and then I already spoken to her yesterday. She seems to be quite open to have this conversation. And maybe for you to even stay at your place, if your father is open to that, of course with the approval of your siblings also.
Even they allow me to go back, are they really accepting? I don't want to have any problem again, or risk myself.
Maybe you take one step at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
You stay on your own for the time being before you go further, and let's see how it goes.
Today is my final day inside here. So I'm transferring to Work Release Center, which is at S2.
I just want to wish him all the best. Then hope that you won't fall into any temptation outside, because outside temptation more stronger. So then hope that you don't come back.
Okay. If I come back, I bring you back.
See you outside. If I come back, I can't visit you.
Kung Keng, ready for release?
Ah, yes.
Okay, come, let's go.
Okay.
Okay,
take care, baby.
Kung Keng. Ready for release?
Ah, yes.
Hey, come, let's go.
Okay. Okay. Finally graduate.
Yes, sir. Okay. All happy?
Yes.
Okay, come.
I'm very happy and really wonderful, yeah, because it's the end of the journey for my prison life. So I already served 26 months of my sentence. So balance 2 months, I'm going to serve at Work Release Center. Yes, I'm looking forward to the new environment, dormitory.
Okay, everybody wear your mask. Then come, proceed out. Come, all wear masks. A few briefing before, so you know what's going to happen. Okay, proceed next to counter number one. Counter number one is to tamping you out of cluster B. Myself or one of my attendant will call you behind to return to you your property. Make sure it is yours. If it's not yours, please sound off.
Morning, Arthur.
Good morning. Your name?
Tian Bung Keng.
Today going where?
WRS.
WRS.
S2. Yes.
Do you know what you'll be working there?
Yes, guest service agent.
Okay, how much money you have?
$2,028, I think.
Okay, we talk together.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, so the money is from accumulate the years that are inside. The government actually paid me the GST package money. There is about $5 or $10 out of the $2,000 is from I working as the correction unit attendant. I feel surprised and feel shook because very, very long I never see the money already.
All the best.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay.
Okay, come, bro.
Okay.
Come, pass me the bag.
Okay.
Take a seat.
Okay.
Is this your property?
Yes, sir.
Oh, full name.
When I received my property, that is the bag that I used to commit my crimes. So when I saw the bag, I was like, a lot of memories. I used the bag to actually put those things that I stolen inside the bag. So this bag has been following me for quite some time. Yeah, I consider a warrior bag. The grab t-shirt is when I want to hide myself from the police. Then I also work grab part-time also.
Okay, please check your clothing.
Okay.
Is it yours?
Okay.
Okay, your bag has been sealed. Okay. You can go behind and change.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's been since 2 years that I get caught. I'm wearing exactly the same outfit lah. Now I change to my home clothes. I feel sure, very happy. Seems to be tighter already. So last time, probably I smoked too much drugs. So way thinner. So I'm happy for myself. At least I'm grow healthier. Basically, the prison transport is all enclosed, so you won't get to see outside. The prison vehicle reminds me of the start of the journey. But this time around is a bit different because it's mean end of my journey. So this time around is happier.
Okay, come. Okay. Which leg you want to take?
Left.
Okay, don't mind. Put your leg up. I take your size first.
Okay.
I'll let you try size. Okay. Is it okay?
Okay.
You have to be able to turn.
The tagging, basically a GPS system to see where am I.
Okay, if it's too tight, if you put on weight, you can't look for me, I'll make it looser for you.
Okay, can.
They are required to fulfill curfew within the supervision order. The purpose of tagging is to track their movement from point to point.
This is the power bank and this is the charger. Usually you slot it in, you plug it to the wall. After 1.5 hours, it's fully charged.
Okay.
Then there's a clip below, you pull it out and you take it up.
Can I try it?
Okay, can.
Okay.
You try. Sorry, take your time.
Okay.
Don't cut my tag, there's a penalty for it.
Of course, there'll be a group of supervisee who may not fulfill this curfew timing. If this occurs repeatedly, formal disciplinary action may be taken. For serious offences, they may even be recalled to prisons.
Hey guys, come. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to S2. You are here for your community-based program. Down here, everything you will do all by yourself, including your laundry, what time you wake up, when you go to work, everything is done by yourself. Tian Boon Keng.
Yes, me.
Unit 302.
Wait,
302.
Bed 4.
Bed 4.
Locker before.
Oh, locker before.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, if there's nothing, go to your locker and keep your valuables.
Can bring out. Okay.
Okay. When I come into the place to see our dormitory, I feel a bit different because I can see the sun, then I can feel it's quite open. The overview is very good because you can get around. Last time we are animal locked in a cage, then now we can explore around the zoo lah. So we can walk around all that. So it's much better lah. We come here, it's like army lah. We have to actually pull this bed sheet ourselves, but I don't know how to do it lah. So somebody teach me how to make this to become a bed sheet. Then I finally saw my pillow lah, so it's shook lah. Like, very long I never see pillow already. Although it's a thin mattress, I think it's better than the floor lah. Yeah.
How about we try right now?
Now also can lah, if you ask me try. But I have a bit paiseh lah, people see. Okay, shook lah. Compared to last time, I believe this one is king koi already lah. Yeah. So I try to nowadays appreciate things lah.
Today, this is my last meal. It's also our breakfast. After this, I'll be eating outside. No more eating prison food.
Maybe the tail also like jialat.
It's not about the tail, it's about your tail going up really. It's about the tail jialat. The tail is about
chin really. No, prison 有一个 culture, 最后一餐要吃完，没有吃完就不会回来吃。 But every time I eat finish, also come back.
I think you got rich.
I want to say this is the last time I will not step in here and come back here to see this prison again.
Pijay, are you all ready?
Yes.
Have your item.
K1's
ready. Bring your item.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Let's go.
Hey, Sam, okay, huh?
We saying goodbye is a prison culture. For our way out, we walk past every cell that we know are the friends. We will like say our farewells and ask them to take care.
Ah, Wei, Wei, ah, yeah, yeah, okay, bye.
Okay,
okay, okay, okay, hey, okay, ah, okay, bro.
Morning, sir.
Hey, morning. Can I have your name?
I'm Grayson, sir.
Okay, can I see your wrist tag? All right. You know where you're going today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there are a few documents for you to sign, yeah?
Okay.
Come on, hold this. Hold this stuff.
Whatever my colleague cut open, you put the thing inside the plastic, eh?
Check all your properties, correct? Then you put inside the plastic bag as usual.
Okay, your bag.
Last bag. Holding the mail seal. Oh, now never again.
By the time I asked the officer say automatic, they will wash. No, they never wash.
So now they never wash. Whatever we seal in front of you the first day, the last day we open in front of you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Feeling a bit angry. At that time, I requested from the officer at B1. I asked him about my clothes, say I want to wash. He said, no need, now automatic. Then now I come here, then I notice that my clothes 4 years plus never were washed. Then they expect us to wear. If you never wash, you tell us never wash, at least we can ask our family to bring in some clothes. But now we thought we can wear back our old clothes. Then didn't I expect that they don't wash. I just need to go through a few more doors so that I can get to see outside world. Very, very excited.
Okay, guys, I'm sure all of you are excited to start your new journey. Okay, you all have this home detention order with you all. Yes? Next, please check which halfway house you all are going to. This is important. This is an official piece of document, allows you all to stay in the program.
For Grayson,
He was in prison for drug-related issues. So that is the reason why he is then being emplaced at the halfway house. So while at the halfway house, they will go through drug intervention programs. Supervisees have to adhere to various supervision conditions. And when there is a breach of these supervision conditions, the supervisees may be recalled back to prison.
Once you reach the halfway house, you start your program, the focus are on a few things. Getting back with your family. Second thing is having a stable employment and making plans for your future. Life is not going to be a bed of roses, but neither is it going to be full of just thorn without any rose. Huh?
Doing my right, I see a lot of places, there's flat, all this. Back then, when I haven't got caught, the place like don't have this building, don't have this HDB. Suddenly, we drive past, I see, I ask, hey, wow, this one condo already, wow, here house already. Become like, people say, swaku, mountain turtle like that.
Okay, guys. Welcome to Helping Hand. Now I will show you the Helping Hand facility and I will also tell you all certain do's and don'ts lah. Okay, put your things on the floor. Okay, this is the ops room. This device is a booking booker scanning device. Okay, those
days we... The residents here are employees from prison during the tail end of their sentence. They stay here Mondays to Sundays, but Sundays is their official home leave day. But they have to come back by 9 p.m. Mondays to Saturdays, they're allowed to go out to work, but they'll actually be monitored in terms of what time they go out, what time they come back.
This is where we do all the tests. Okay, we do the breathalyzer test, the smokealyzer test, and the urine test. You are supposed to stand inside this square so that the camera can look at you so that there will be no dispute. Okay, whoever the staff on duty will ask you to do the test. This is a smokealyzer test device to test smoking. Once the device is ready, you take a deep breath and you blow. Okay, the normal reading will be 1. 4 points and above is considered as positive. Okay, this is a breathalyzer test device to test alcohol. Okay, once the device is ready, same thing, you take a deep breath, you blow until you hear a click sound. Okay? Once the click sound we heard, then the device is ready to analyze your breath. Okay, normal cases, it will be 0. Okay, for breathalyzer alcohol test, 8 points and above is considered as positive.
If they are tested positive for smoking or drinking for the first time, they are confined for 4 home leaves. That means Sundays and public holidays, if any. For the second time, also the same, 4 home leave confinements. And if they are tested positive for the third time, they will actually be recalled back to prison.
Okay, guys, before you go into your rooms, okay, I need to check with you all, do you all have any contraband item? If we find any contraband item related to smoking, drinking or drugs, it will be immediate recall. Anything to declare? No? Okay, we can go to your room now.
For residents that are newly emplaced, they will be confined for the first 3 Sundays. So on Sundays, when the residents still do not have their home leave yet, the family members can actually come and visit them.
Okay, guys, check out our sleeper.
This is our big one. For now, my mindset is still like in prison. I haven't come out yet. Like that. Although yes, it's like more freedom, but I still like a bit lost.
Still need maybe a few days to adapt, yeah. For the first day of when I come here, there's this briefing that our family also will be attending. So I'm hoping that my whole family will come up. They will brief us and our family, like the visiting time, like the do's and don'ts in halfway house. Yeah. Very very excited, very anxious. My heart like want to jump out. Yeah. Chen Chen never come. Oh, you mind? Oh, okay. Bye. Sit down. After so many years, this is the first time that I get to see my children just beside me, my wife just beside me, able to play with my kids. It's a like very happy thing.
Okay, good afternoon. Welcome to the Helping Hand. My name is Jun Rui. I'm a social worker from the social department. Thank you, family members, for taking time to attend the briefing. The briefing today basically is to share with you all.
Actually, the briefing part, I only concentrate is most about the visiting. Yeah, because that's the most important that I can like see my children and my family. Since now I'm outside, I want to like really cherish them a lot. Cherish them. Yeah.
Why are your hands so cold?
I don't know.
Can't jump, are you? Hey, I heard mommy say you got injection. Don't injure, they cry.
How many injection? How to cry?
The first one, I don't cry, but the second one,
I still got the video.
I want to see.
Okay, so who is with me? Basically my fiancé, Gabriel. So currently, my first day out, I come to ICA to collect the IC. 2 years ago, I actually lost my IC, then I remade my IC. But before I can retrieve my IC back, I get caught for my crime. I collect my IC already. I look a bit disgusting before I get caught. My face was very like ugly, very thin. Because I was on drugs almost every day. So now I'm not on drugs 2 years already, so I'm healthier. So stay away from drugs.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Have a seat. Okay. Afternoon. Boon King, how are you?
Yes.
You very okay, good. I know a bit hectic, right?
Right.
Quite a number of things to settle, run here, run there.
Things
get smoother, lah. You brought your IC?
Yes.
Can
I just have a look? I just finished doing it.
Any chance you brought your prison emplacement letter?
Yes.
East Coast Industrial and Services Cooperative Society Info. We actually provide reintegration programs for ex-offenders. Being a cooperative, there is a one-time membership, $20, for us to run our programs and initiatives. But technically, he has nothing to lose because once he pays that $20, he gets a startup pack called the Gift of Hope pack. So you're now an East Coast member, and this is the Gift of Hope pack, lah.
Okay.
So inside, basically two key things. First is a $30 Sheng Siong voucher, and you can use for anything at Sheng Siong, lah. Okay. Except cigarette alcohol, lah. And this is a NETS flash pay card lah. Okay. Are you familiar with NETS flash pay card?
The new one.
Correct. Basically, if you can use it as an EZ-Link card. If you already have, okay, you can use this to buy things also lah. And also, you know, your officer, they actually written in to us to request a combined mobile phone and data plan package. So we've approved you for the package. I'll give you an authorization letter for you to go down to the partnering telco to collect your mobile phone and the data plan. So, yeah, don't lose this letter.
Okay, definitely not.
All right. Okay. It's important that they continue to always be connected. Once they start working, if they don't have this basic thing, it becomes very hard for them to communicate. We've had cases, sometimes employers may form wrong impressions. Where are they? You know, why are they not reporting? We provide them with 6 months free mobile data plan. You know, the idea is for us to play a part in that role to stabilize and get him back on his feet.
Today is my first day of work. I want to check whether I follow which team, because they're a different team. I'm working as mover.
For our residents, we make it compulsory for them to work with us for the first 2 months when they are first in place here for the program. We don't want them to be exposed too early to the outside world in terms of the struggles, the challenges, the temptations that they may face. So we actually want them to work in-house to help stabilize themselves emotionally.
I actually feel like very anxious, but because now, after 4 years, so long, I just started to work. Last time, I was like working my own company. Then now I have to face to work here, I have to look at people, attitude, all this. No choice, so I have to still accept it and do it.
推到，推过去可以，这样推。啊，成功吗？成功。
We have to like take care of the customer's property, the glass, the table. There's two person on top to pack. Then there's another person at the lift bring down the things, push the cart. And then there's another person to stack all the goods in the lorry. So teamwork is very important for a mover. If one doesn't cooperate, never do anything, the rest will suffer.
We actually tell the residents to be careful. There's no need to rush, and as a result, end up damaging the property that belong to the customers. But in the event that such damages do happen, we actually get the residents to pay half of the total amount of damages. So the helping hand will actually bear 50% of the damages, and then the resident, as a team, they will share the remaining 50%. So this is one of the intangible skills that they learn at work, to take ownership of their actions at work, as well as like how to cooperate as a team, how to resolve conflicts at work.
For the valuable-wise, we will ask the customer, why don't you hold it by yourself, so we don't have any misunderstanding. As an ex-offender, like, no matter what, if anything happened, they will blame us. It's like that one, because in their mindset, we are ex-offender already. Even though you never take, you never what, people see you in another way already. We hope that they will like give us one chance.
I know outside also a lot of temptation. Sometimes you blue movers, you can see outside people, those uncle all smoke. There's a temptation there. But I tell myself that I don't want to go back to smoke because not worth it. If we got caught, we will not be given the 4 home leave. So you have to stay here 4 weeks.
We actually feel that these are triggers that will lead the residents back to taking drugs. Some drugs are also consumed through smoking cigarettes. So this action actually will remind them of the times when they took drugs through this method. Some people use cigarettes to numb themselves, to forget about their troubles. So when it reaches a stage where, you know, this numbing effect is insufficient, then the brain will actually tell them that, you know, to look for the next alternative, or the better alternative, which is drugs.
Okay, come, Gason.
Yes.
Okay, you know how to do the test, huh?
Yes.
Which vehicle, huh?
Small, what vehicle?
3066.
Oh. 3066, huh? Okay, good. Okay, 3066, huh?
Yes. Right now, we are serving this community-based program. So they will allow us to work here for 2 months. Then during the 3rd month, if you wish to continue, you can continue. If not, they will recommend you to Yellow Ribbon. Then they will source what job to give us. So we can stay here, but we go out and work. For now, we only get $500 per month. But for me, I think it's very low already.
Hello, Papa.
Hello. What are you doing?
I'm lying down.
Today you never go out?
Never, I cannot. Because I'm sick.
Oh, yeah. How, you see doctor already not?
Yeah, I see doctor already. I got negative. The doctor just give me medicine, take the swab test, then they put until salt inside and very pain.
I made a call. The eldest daughter is the one that I called the time when I was in incarceration. I was given the phone call back home. Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
Papa. Good.
For now, at least I have a phone. I can talk to her every day. Today, I work, just now go work already. Now I can work outside already.
Oh.
But, yeah, must do the mover, must carry, help people to move the house.
Is it tiring?
Okay lah, tired but the time move very fast lah. To like have a bonding with them is a very important thing. They also make me remind myself not to do anything stupid, to get like maybe recall or that, yeah.
I okay, okay. That's a little bit heavy. Today is my first day out into the community. I come to pay my respect to my mama. Luckily, my reintegration officer contact my family and know where my mom niche is. You know my mother's name,
right? Her name?
Yeah.
You don't know
her? You don't
know her? Her
eyes. There's something left inside my heart that I feel is incomplete. So coming here, I thought it can complete the unsaid things to sit for the complainers. I pray for her lah. Then I cannot do anything actually. I just feel I does something cannot be changed. Then I failed my mom. I failed my mom a lot. Then I don't know. Even now what I think, what I say, what I do doesn't help us anything really. So don't dare to say I love her because up to the last day, I did nothing. Yeah, I just feel, I also don't know. I don't know. I keep telling myself I shouldn't cry and let people pity lah, because I don't have the rights. My mom is the one who have really, really suffered. Too late lah.
Today is my first home leave. Very excited because it's been so long since I can really go out, you know, I can walk where I want to go.
Yeah, 2080, huh? Yeah. Okay, hold on.
It's been total 4 years, I've not stepped in here already. The good memory is that this is our first BTO. So I, my wife and my children all was like excited to move in. There's a very bad memories because I was arrested here because I'm having offensive weapon. So a lot of police came, they bring the shield, everything. Then they just raid my house. Then I was brought down. My children was at the lift lobby. They saw everything. Just wake up.
No, you wake up at 6 o'clock.
Why is it early wake up? Huh?
About the handshake.
Huh? Still must handshake. Hey, wow, oh, thank you. Wow, you all still got boy present,
Happy Father's Day. It's so good to be at home. From Mimi to Papa.
Today is Father's Day. It's also my first home leave. So when I go back, I didn't expect that there's surprises for me.
I hope you like it. There's a letter below. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, the letter? What is the letter? I forgot everything.
Okay. To Papa. Happy Father's Day. Wow. I'm gonna read it. Dear Papa, thank you for taking care of us and buying things for us. I appreciate everything you've done for us. I hope after November, we can all be a family again. And we will always support you and care about you. Stay strong, healthy and safe. From Jimmy, for Papa, Happy Father's Day.
Wow, so sweet. Wow, clever are you? You must keep this letter with me. I feel very sweet and very proud of them. The letter also really mean a lot to me. Like they are telling me how they feel. Then after I read it, I feel like my heart feel a bit pain that I was not been there for 4 years. Okay, wow. Oh, you know I like to eat chocolate. Okay, thank you. For you, no letter.
Because I want to write a message send you.
Oh, okay. Then you, what do you have?
Very smelly.
At first, I thought that this time I come out, I have to build the bonding with them.
have to spend more time with them, like they might have a gap with me. But I find that they still very close with me. Like we've known each other very long. Doesn't have this really gap down there. Feel very, very happy also.
S2 CCC can open search room 1 slider.
So I got caught by them. They tell me that it's a big offense, then have to recall me back to prison.
Thank you. I asked my mom to wait at home, so probably she'll be expecting me at home. I have no idea who is waiting for me outside. They'll be surprised if anybody that's waiting for me.
Okay, Iskandar, I'm here to inform you that because of what you did, I'm going to send you to pending investigation.